We've been talking about relationships between the races. Now we want to talk about romantic relationships, especially between men and women. St. Valentine's Day is this Saturday. Yes, this Saturday, just in case, you know, it wasn't on your radar. For a lot of people, that means flowers, chocolates, and other gifts for that special someone. But this love holiday can turn into a minefield for men and women. Joining me to talk about love and the crossfire of competing expectations are Simba Sana. He's the former CEO of Caribou Books. He's writing a book about relationships. And Iyanla Van Zandt, an author who has written widely about spirituality and self-awareness. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ian, I want to start with you. It's so easy to dump all over Valentine's Day as this creation of the media and the greeting card industry. But obviously there's something about it that means something to us.
Yeah,
what does it mean to us?
I think it's the day that people just stop to acknowledge their love, to acknowledge their connection to another person, which is why for women it has so much more meaning because, you know, we want to be connected. We want to be cherished, adored, acknowledged. And so when we don't get that acknowledgement, it becomes a major issue.
What about for men? You think Valentine's Day means anything to most men? I know we're generalizing, but from your perspective.
I think it does. I think it depends on the quality of the relationship. If the relationship is a true love relationship, then Valentine's Day is another beautiful day in a long list of days in the relationship. And so the Valentine's Day is a day you can add extra spice to it. But if the relationship is not truly based on love, then that day could be considered laborious or something you have to get through, you know, keep the peace.
Hey, Yama, do women want spice on Valentine's Day?
We want acknowledgement. I think that women want to be acknowledged. We look for those little things that men do that let us know, first of all, that we're first in his life. And second of all, that we mean more to him than anything else. And Valentine's Day is that day, the size of the heart, the number of the roses, if he comes home, what time he's coming home. But Valentine's Day can also be a very revealing day because depending upon your partner or the man's behavior, it could tell you a lot about where the relationship really is.
Now, for Simba, from the guy perspective, does a man want that same acknowledgement or does he want more appreciation for what it is that he's doing?
Oh, I think men want the same acknowledgement, appreciation as well. But yes, we have feelings too. I think men, we've been conditioned not to demonstrate and show our feelings, but we have the same emotional feelings as women.
So it's not just about saying thank you for the flowers that men would appreciate those flowers too.
Oh, definitely. Oh, most definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want to be feel loved as well.
And what about in same-gender relationships, Iyanla? I know you have a very broad circle of relationships and folks with whom you've worked. You know, I think people who are in heterosexual relationships sometimes have this fantasy that this communication is smooth on the same-gender side just because people, well, you all know each other. But is that true or not?
No, absolutely not. Same challenge. Same challenges, same communication issues, same need for acknowledgement, same need for connection, same need for appreciation. And that's just a misnomer, some of the judgments that heterosexuals have, that there's somehow something different that goes on in a same-sex or same-gender relationship, and it's not. The same surprises that come to the heterosexual couples happen in same-sex relationships, the same letdowns, disappointments, and the same blessings and gifts come.
So, Simba, what do you think would make the day less fraught with peril?
Fraught with peril, I mean.
In the sense of, because, you know, inevitably, I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is this Saturday. You know, Sunday there's going to be tears on somebody's pillow.
Oh,
he should have known what I wanted.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that kind of thing.
Or he should have given me something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, just like any relationship, any day, is based on honesty. If it's a true love relationship, it's brutally honest. And I've experienced relationships where my previous marriage wasn't based on honesty. There was no real communication, no relationship. And now, being in a love relationship where if something happens, the communication is put out there right away. I know how she feels and just honesty.
Do you think that the surprise aspect is a big deal, or do you think it's kind of helpful to inquire up front?
Well, if it's a true love relationship, then you know what your mate, you know what she wants, you know who she is. You're with her every day. You make a choice when you wake up to love that person. You know, you demonstrate that with your actions, so you should be able to surprise her because you know what she needs, what she's missing.
I also think that Valentine's Day is more about intimacy than about the gift. It's about the level of closeness. It's about the specialness. It's about the thing that we do that nobody else does. So particularly when you have a relationship that isn't built on honesty, that isn't built on fidelity, oh, Valentine's Day is certainly going to be wrought with peril, as you say, and the pillow will be wet, and somebody's in big trouble because you can't juggle all of those things and satisfy everybody.
Yeah, example, if it's not a true relationship, then you come to that day, or you maybe a week or so before, you're like, I really don't know my mate. And now if I expose myself, then that's going to expose really where we are in a relationship. So the man approaches the day with great trepidation, you know, and so there's an example of the dishonesty creates all this tension within you.
And, you know, I ended a relationship because, not because he didn't give me anything for Valentine's Day, but it was Valentine's Day, it was Mother's Day, it was my birthday, it was Christmas, which is the day that I lost my daughter. And when I finally, you know, asked him, you know, why is it that you never acknowledge these things? He says, well, those things don't matter to me. I said, well, you know what matters to me? That you make what's important to me important to you. And the fact that you haven't been able to do that lets me know I'm in the wrong place. And so are you. Happy Valentine's Day.
See ya. I see that. I can see that. In fact, I've heard other people say that. I remember there was one person who's a famous actress who left a relationship because the other party deemed himself to be of kind of a higher spiritual plane and therefore never wanted to give flowers because these are mere material things and stuff. And she says, you know what? I like them.
Right.
I happen to like them.
Mm-hmm.
So your spiritual plane or whatever, I like the flowers.
Right.
And this wasn't a matter of not being able to afford them. And speaking of you know, finance and romance. These are some tough times for a lot of people. How would you recommend that people navigate this? I bet you there's some guys who are feeling kind of light in the pocket or a little worried about what they can do this Valentine's Day. What do you think, Simba?
Well, but again, if it's a true love relationship, they know the situation, it's not going to be an issue. If it's a truly love relationship, you know, if the woman gets upset because of the economic situation, the gift isn't to her liking, then I would question whether that relationship is truly based on love.
I say again about the intimacy, you know, a hot bath is free. Any florist will give you the rose petals that fall in the bottom of the box when he gets his shipment. Put them in the bathtub. Line the bed with them. You know, a dinner, a special dinner. One cooks the dinner, one runs the bath. You know, a quiet prayer circle together, where couples pray together.
See, but by intimacy, I take it you're not just talking about sex.
Oh, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about that connection into me see. Let us get close enough and still enough and connected enough where you can see me and I can see you at another level.
Do you have a different take on that, Simba?
Oh, no, actually, I agree 100%.
And I like him.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
And I think that even like you can have an argument, you know, and if it's a true love relationship, you know, nothing is perfect. And so there's arguing, you know, it's intense. I mean, really, you're talking about two people becoming one. They're both very vulnerable, which is hard for especially us men. And when it's honest and there's, you know, sometimes we sting each other. But in those moments, there's a small moment where there may be a touch of the hand, you know, a hug. And those arguments, I mean, intimacy actually is more important than communication in a sense because that is a form of communication.
Ian, I have a final question for you in the minute or so we have left. The person who is unattached on this day, how do you recommend that people
love you, baby, love you up, cook your own dinner, drink your orange juice out of stemware, run your own bath, go get your own roses, and, you know, get your favorite movie, even if you get it out of the 99-cent bin at the video store. Pour that love on you as opposed to wasting that energy sitting around thinking about who you don't have. It's fun. Self-love is quite invigorating. I would know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Simple.
I agree. Actually, even more than that, self-love is a prerequisite for love. You cannot have true love if you don't love yourself.
All right. Well, we agree. Okay. We'll have to find something that you all don't agree on. Come back and talk about it. Get that little tension and talk about the spice. Ayanna Van Zandt is an author. Her latest book is Tapping the Power Within, A Path to Self-Empowerment for Women. Simba Sana is the former CEO of Caribou Books. He's currently writing a book about love and relationships. They were both here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you to you both. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What you getting your husband?
No. Girl, that's a secret. You just heard from our resident love doctors, but there's more. Log on to our website for a bonus conversation. Hear Tim Gallagher and Rachel Dickinson, a couple from New York who've been married for 19 years, talk about what Valentine's Day means to them.
When I think of Valentine's Day, I think of getting lovely little cards from him with notes written in them.
I would say you want to have physical intimacy on Valentine's Day.
He said, she said. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. Go to npr.org and click on Tell Me More.